This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
How should we respond when spiritual heroes fall? That is a question Greg Kokel writes about and discussed with me recently on my radio program. The reason for the discussion centered around Ravi Zacharias, but his wise conclusions are appropriate for any time we see a pastor, elder, or ministry leader fall. He offered five principles to help us think biblically about the issue. First, guard your soul. We don't have to dwell on all the sordid details of the scandal. Paul says that dark deeds must be exposed. We are to do that to rebuke the guilty as a warning to others. But Paul also teaches that it is disgraceful even to speak of those things done in secret. Second, do not be surprised when sinners sin. Yes, we may be shocked, but we should not be shaken. The Bible notes that Jesus did not entrust himself to those who believed in him, since he knew what was in man. Third, remember, truth is still true. It is tempting, especially to the skeptic, to denigrate Christianity because of the failings of a Christian leader. Truth is not nullified because a Christian leader strayed from biblical teaching. Fourth, do not become cynical. There's always an impulse to cast a jaundiced eye towards other Christian leaders. Do not let the failings of a few cause suspicion of the many. Who do you trust? Well, you can probably make a list of people you trust because you have no reason to distrust them. And fifth, finally resolve to finish well. The goal of the Christian life is to complete the course and be commended by God for our faithful service. We, of course, need help to do that from other believers and from the Holy Spirit in our lives. These are five wise principles that help you reflect on what to do when spiritual heroes fall. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.